Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Would you have gone for it on that fourth down, or would you have kicked the field goal?
Field goal. That was so dumb. Just put points on the board. You're choking them to death for four quarters. They're not going to drive the length of the field. And if they tie it, then y'all are still tied. Because if you don't make that fourth, you're tied. Like, it would. I think he's playing with house money right now and trying to prove something, but that was a
very
dumb decision.
How about this? Speaking of trying to prove something, you're hired because you think unlike any other head coach. You act unlike any other head coach. You're creative. You're a new breed of head coach. He's one of the few, I think, who goes for it in that situation. He's one of the few. And is he saying to himself, you know what? We've got three wins on the season. We're not going anywhere. We're in Spain. I don't want overtime. We killed Mario Cristobal for playing for overtime in that SMU game, right? And Mike McDaniel thinking to himself, I'm not playing for overtime. This is would have given them, what, a minute and a half to get into field goal range to
Yeah, so there was exactly a minute 44 left on
so
the clock.
They kicked the field goal. You're giving Washington a minute and a half just to get a field goal to tie the game. And I wonder if Mike McDaniel's thinking to himself, you know what? I'm going to be criticized as a three-win team being 1 yard away from really putting this thing on ice because they're not in a minute and a half with Marcus Mariota going all the way downfield and scoring a touchdown. Ain't happening. We've watched them today. It ain't happening. Mm-hmm. So let me just salt it away here. Now, it didn't work. And like Clay said, today would have been a completely different show if they didn't come out of there with a dub. But could you justify it, thinking it that way with Mike McDaniel, that, hey, you know what? We're overseas. The eyes of the football world are watching because it's the only game on. Let me hammer this ball into the end zone, and we'll get out of here with a dub. And we did it like men. We didn't kick a field goal, and let's get out of here.
I can totally see what you're saying and him that to be in his mind. If they were 7-3, not 3-7, he kicks that field goal. He kicks the field goal. We're proving we're going to, you know, I'm going to stop them. So the same thought.
Every win counts at 7-3 because you're in a tough division.
Yeah. So like I said, it's 4-7 or 3-8. Who cares? I think it's more on the line. But to be honest, Dan Campbell, he goes for it a lot, and it bit him in the butt against the Eagles last night.
Yep.
Because he got stopped on the goal line twice, I believe.
But he's the man's man coach that everybody wants. If Dan Campbell says we go for it, we bite ankles, we go for it. If we're that close to the goal line, we're going to go for it. I just wonder. I'm not telling you that I would have made that call. I was out of my mind crazed that they were going for it. I couldn't believe it. I literally couldn't believe it. It hadn't even really entered my consciousness that they were actually going to go for it.
And I'll tell you another thing, too. If it's a 34-34 game, go for the touchdown because y'all's offenses are eating.
Right.
You're, You're sitting at 13-13. Y'all ain't getting it. Before that Devon Achan pass that got you your money, Tua was, 13 of 19 for 150 yards? Like, they're not doing crap on offense.
Not only that, I like a coach that says, I trust my team. I think he was sending his team a message. Mm-hmm. We talk about how he hasn't lost the locker room. Hey, I trust you guys. Go make this play. Offensive line, everybody's bleeping on you all season. I trust you. Go make this play. But he has to know his offensive line is not capable of making that play. We all know it. If the Dolphins' offensive line this season was more productive in that short yardage situation, I would say I like the decision. They're not good at converting those plays. Historically, in the Mike McDaniel era, they're the worst team at converting third and short, fourth and short plays. I mean, that's a fact. So I didn't like it because of that. If it was a different situation and you've shown that you've been able to convert that play, I'm with you. You trust your team. You say, we're going to go win the game, because I like that mentality.
If you're Philly, you've got the tush push. It never fails, except last night when it failed.
But the Dolphins can't make that play. And even earlier in the game, they failed to convert that type of play. It was silly. Like, I'm cool with saying, hey, this guy's got nothing to lose. They're throwing the kitchen sink at him. That was dumb. And even though it worked out, it was dumb.
Do you know what play would have waltzed into the end zone untouched?
And it would have cashed my half yard over for that play.
I agree with you.
Literally, if you've got Tua naked boots somewhere on the play call sheet, that was the situation that you are waiting for.
Yep.
There is no one on earth that thinks there's going to be a naked bootleg for Tua in that situation. He waltzes into the end zone untouched.
He'd have ran all the way to the oldest restaurant in the world.
Sign really Tim Tebow for the jump pass or something. Like, do something.
Or how about run a wildcat? Like, line Tua up to the outside. Now, again, this borders, though, where people go, oh, you got cutesy when you just need to jam it up the middle. Like, people always like to play the other side if it doesn't work. But if they broke the huddle, Tua lines up wide at wide receiver. Ollie Gordon and Devon Achane are back there. One of them is going to get the snap. You don't know what's going on. Maybe something like that.
No, because they did this, but maybe not. Just bring in Brunskill. You know how they're doing this, the extra offensive lineman?
Yep.
Instead of putting him on the actual offensive line, let Greg Dulcich line up as your sixth offensive lineman and just put Brunskill as the fullback. And direct snap it to Ollie Gordon or to Devon Achane, whoever. Jalen Wright, I don't care. And just set up a formation where the quarterback's out of the effing picture. Tua's literally, if they're not even going to do the naked boot there, Hawk.
They will never.
Then having a wildcat formation with Tua on the field is worthless, because you know he's not getting the ball. He's not even a decoy. They're not putting him in a situation to be reckless, which is what the wildcat does with a quarterback out in the open field.
No, but I would put him out wide, but, and then have him run sideways.
But he's not
out of bounds.
He's not a decoy.
But that'll shake it up.
They don't even have to put somebody over there.
But people can't even believe what they're seeing, and it just they start looking. You freeze the defense because he runs right to the sideline.
Crowder, put listen, Alec Ingold, put Devon Achane or Ollie Gordon, and put Brunskill all lined up next to one another, and just have those two lead. And at the very least, you have two guys who are going to put their heads and their face masks into people in front of them, because the offensive line can't create any push at the line of scrimmage. It's embarrassing.
And on the goal line, that one before when Kinlaw slapped Julian Hill in the side of the head and just grabbed Achane and his whole head was wrapped up in the guy's bicep. Why are you putting the ball behind a tight end? To your point. Put Brunskill there. Put some big dudes on big dudes, because they could not block Kinlaw on short yardage. But knowing defenses, guys, and I know it sounds crazy and y'all were BSing, if Tua goes and lines up at wide receiver, a human being from the other defense has to go out there with him. They have to. You cannot leave
it's
a dude standing there by himself.
It's true. And then watch what happens when he runs straight for the sideline. That guy, that guy's out of the game.
Crowder, Andy Reid could cover Tua Tagovailoa as a receiver. Andy Reid could cover him.
Solano, so now Andy's at corner. and you only have 10 guys in the box on my 10 guys. I think I want to win that battle.
Man, look what RC is wearing. And where are they tonight?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They're in Las Vegas.
That's right. Vegas and Dallas tonight. RC is wearing, looks like a leather sport coat. I don't know if that's a long coat or a sport coat, but it is leather. I got it. They'll go back to him after the commercial break.
He's dressed like Catwoman?
It kind of. Kind of.
Hey, Huck, did you see people defending that play yesterday? Because I see some people in the chat defending it.
Joe Shad did an entire column defending the play.
I don't understand it. And look, I genuinely like aggressiveness.
But that's the thing. Well, it's not stupid. I mean, even someone in the chat was saying they're 13 of 13 in scoring situations when it's something and goal, first and goal or whatever. I think they're 13 of 13 this year. So based on percentages, but you have a pretty good chance of getting that ball in the end zone. The only thing that I would take issue with was the actual play call, because that's really the only thing that they're going to go out there and try to defend, right? I think Washington at that point is saying, all right, if they run it up the middle, that's where we're going to defend it. If they get cutesy and they beat us in some cutesy fashion, the Philly or whatever, well, what are you going to do? So I would take issue with the play call more than the decision. Again, I put points on the board in that situation, but also I understand where Mike McDaniel is coming from. He's a guy who has shown you time and time again. He leans towards going for it in most situations. And as Crowder said, there's RC's jacket. He's got like a bolo tie from the like 2025 tie. Though it doesn't look like an old, you know, Native American bolo tie. It looks more like a Star Trek bolo tie, and he's got a leather jacket on. You got to see this outfit, man. And it's 3:15 in the afternoon, so it's what, 12:15 there in Vegas?
12:15.
Like, this isn't his prime time outfit. This is just something he threw on for the afternoon.
This is the warm up, the tracksuit.
This is something he just threw on for the afternoon.
He's changing for the game tonight.
100%. Yeah, 100%. I just say, as Mike McDaniel, a guy who's known to go for it, and believes, as Crowder said, in his team. And maybe that is another way to show the locker room, like, hey, I've still got your back because you've got my back, and let's go out there and do this thing. Like, but if that doesn't work and Washington does go kick a field goal or even wins it in overtime.
Well they're lucky that Matt Gay sucks.
Understood. I'm saying they're lucky he doesn't have Riley Patterson range. If it doesn't turn out the way that it turns out, it is possible that Mike McDaniel loses his job after that game because there's a bye week. Like, it is possible that the decision is considered at that point to be so egregiously dumb that he doesn't even get to coach another game.
Which is why I don't understand it. And by the way, the AP put this out yesterday. That was only the second time since 2000 that a team went for it instead of kicking a field goal on fourth and goal from the one with the score tied inside of 2 minutes.
But that's why you hired Mike McDaniel.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
A guy who thinks outside the box. Remember the offense he was running with Deebo Samuel? It was like this guy thinks outside the box. He doesn't run offenses like others, and so ostensibly he won't run a team like others. He's a new age guy. I'm telling you, this is why he was hired.
Outside the box, that's dumb. Outside the box is the shovel passes. Outside the box is the no-look stuff that he was throwing to Tyreek a couple years ago. That's what we hired him. We didn't hire him to make bad football decisions, Hawk. That was a bad football decision. For Solana to say that we talk about the Andy Reid, we talk about the Belichicks, we talk about the Harbaughs, we talk about the respected Hall of Fame coaches. For them to never make that decision and him to make it is not outside the box, Hawk. It's silly. It's just damn silly.
Or their P words.
Professionals?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.